Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because our good friend Mary Contendo is back with us. She's in the building, so to speak. She's the author of The Woman's Advantage. And she apparently women have some kind of an advantage or something over men in the marketplace. That's her story. That's the story she's sticking to. And she's one of the top experts on women in business ownership and really just a great marketplace mind all the way around. She's our good friend, Mary Contendo. Welcome back to the show.
It is always great to be chatting with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And, you know, I always tell my audience, you know, I think they tune in partially, Mary, when I'm having conversations with women about women, I think they tune in partially just to see what kind of jeopardy I'm going to get myself in.
Well, you and I both know that's true, Jim.
because I do admit to enjoying having a little fun with the Viva la Difference.
Well, and you know, if you can't have fun, Jim, you might as well just go to sleep, right?
Wouldn't the world be a better place if both genders could have a little bit more of a sense of humor and a little bit more of an acceptance and an understanding and an embracing of the fact that there are differences and it's not that one's right or one's wrong, that they're just different?
You know, I think you're so right, and I know I have a great relationship with my husband as you do with your wife. And a big part of that is exactly what you're talking about. It's like, yeah, you can make light of things, and, you know, everything in life isn't brain surgery, right?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Okay,
see, around my office, you know, I got all women around me here, and so, you know, I'm always teasing them about, you know, something that women do, and they do the same thing to me, and we have fun with it. And everybody knows that nobody's being, you know, disrespectful or anything else. It's just a way of having some fun. And why can't we do more of that in the marketplace? Why have we gotten so serious about everything, Mary? And, you know, I actually believe that this kind of a condition that we've gotten ourselves into is not good for women business owners.
Yeah, you know, there's so much of a focus on being politically correct all the time.
Yep.
You know, and of course,
yep,
you don't want to be rude and you don't want to be disrespectful of people. But at the same time, I really do sometimes wonder that we've fallen over the line too far.
Well, there's no question, and I really believe that once we go over the line, Once you push that envelope so far, I do believe that the losers in that situation are women, not men.
Well, I think it can be true. I really do. Yeah.
Because the and I don't know, and folks, I don't have any deep-seated I don't know exactly where to go with that, except that it's just my feeling that women, I do think that it's an important thing for men and women to do business together, my business and your business, to do business together. And you know what happens when men get frightened, when men get afraid, when men become concerned that they might be about to step on a landmine? You know what we do? We go into our cave, we bow up, we shut up and lock up. And that's not That's not good for the relationship, the business relationship. I go somewhere else. I look for my guys. If, you know, I do business with a man. If that's what happens, if somebody pushes me to that politically correct side of the envelope.
Well, you know, I think you're right. Everybody is more comfortable operating within that comfort zone. And if you are in a situation where you think, oops, I'm maybe getting ready to cause a problem here,
yep, yep,
then you do back up into that comfort zone, and that comfort zone is In business can really be a group of your peers, a group of people who look like you and are
right.
like you. And you and I both know that it's that's an easier place to be. It's not
mm-hmm.
necessarily the right place to be. It's not the most profitable place to be from a business perspective.
Right.
But it certainly is an easier place to be.
Well, I'll give you an example. You know, I've been on phone calls before where I didn't really know that I didn't. I maybe I knew the people, but we'd never met before. I have a lot of relationships, as you probably do, where I talk to people on a regular basis, but we've never met. We work together on projects, but we've never met face to face. But you know, in one call, one of the ladies there'll be a couple of ladies and a couple of guys on the call. And one of the ladies will say, "Okay, guys, let's work on this." And she's addressing all four of us.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
then one time I did that on a call, and this one lady said, "There are ladies on this call. I don't appreciate being called a guy."
Oh, that's interesting because, see, to me, guy is kind of a...
It's neuter gender.
Gender neutral term.
Yeah.
You know, I'll say, of course, I'm originally from Philadelphia, so I want to say you guys.
You
know?
Guys, yeah.
You guys, or yous guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, that, that's...
I haven't had that a lot, but I thought that was very unfortunate. And consequently, you know, it's not that I mean, I respected her and I didn't do that after that, but it told me that, you know, this is a person... I really can't have much fun with. She takes herself, in my opinion, I thought, because I felt that she knew me well enough to know that I was not being disrespectful.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing I would say about that, Jim, is, you know, I always remind myself, I don't know what people have gone through to
yeah.
get to the place that they are. I don't know what has happened in their life, you know, maybe what happened to them today, right before the call. You just don't know.
Yeah.
So my philosophy in life, and maybe this is Pollyanna, my philosophy in life is, you know, everybody's doing the best they can. They're just, this is the,
yeah.
the hand they were dealt, and you don't know what cards they have in that hand, what cards they had in the last hand they played. And I just, that gets me through a lot of frustration with people to just think, you know,
yeah,
she's doing the best she can. I don't know why she's being this way, but she's doing the best she can.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Pollyanna, they're, you know, accuse me of it, I'm guilty.
But don't you think though that even if something does bother you a little bit, maybe you shouldn't wear that out on your sleeve too far. I mean, I don't, and let's talk about this when we come back. Folks, this is the part where I start getting into a little bit of jeopardy. I'm wandering into the minefield here a little bit. 20 after, but I'm doing it for you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sacrificing myself for you. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Little Clapton bringing us back there. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you'll check them out. Use them to your advantage. They're there for you. No barrier to entry, no cost, no charge, no expense. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Mary Cantando is all over our websites. She's deposited a lot of her wisdom with us over the years, and we appreciate that very much. Mary is with us now, the author of The Women's Advantage. And Mary, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you and your book.
That is womansadvantage.biz. So
dot
not
biz,
dot com,
B-I-Z.
Womansadvantage.biz.
Okay, so check that out. And then get the workbook there, too, can't they?
And the calendar, remember?
And
the calendar.
I forgot the calendar. That's right. The calendar, too.
That's,
and by the way, that's
it. Yeah, we're just actually putting our 2009 calendar to bed. Right now we're proofing it. It goes into production next week, so I'm real excited about that.
Good for you. That's a beautiful calendar, by the way, folks. We have a copy of our copy of that calendar, and so check that out. And at womansadvantage.biz. Mary, we're talking about the relationship between men and women in the marketplace. I know women who just pull off the I mean, they're so fully assimilated into the marketplace with every customer, male or female, and with every business relationship that they have. And these are women. The ones that I know are the ones who are they're mature. Meaning they're, and I'm not talking about age either. I'm talking about they're grown-ups. They can roll with the flow. They're not wearing a chip on their shoulder. They don't have any kind of a righteous indignation out on their sleeve, ready to go off at any minute. They have their self-respect, and it comes across. And when people are around them, they want to behave. When guys are around them, they want to treat that woman as she should be, with all the respect that she should be treated with. But at the same time, they know that if they want to joke and have some fun with her, she'll be fine with it. She's gonna deal with it and probably give it back to them.
Well, you know what it is. The key to business success is making other people feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So you can go through life, and it can be all about your comfort and how people are reacting to you and what people are saying to you, or you can take control of the situation and say, you know, my responsibility is to make this customer comfortable, this prospect comfortable, this other person who's a member of this club comfortable. And it's all about kind of assimilating into that person's situation. So you're talking to a group of older people. You're making the older people feel comfortable by relating to them and having them relate to you. Same thing with younger people. Same thing with men. Same thing with women. Same thing with all different categories of people you can come up with. So to me, if you can focus always, always, always on the other person instead of yourself,
right?
That's the ticket to success. That's the ticket to success in life, not just business, but in life, I think.
Well, and you know, women,
perspective.
Women don't have to be like men to be successful with men.
Oh, that's
and,
so
and
true.
I'll give you an example.
True.
You know, guys are probably a little more likely to use language than ladies are. And you know, so I think that's something that you know women should not do. I think women should not devolve to the kind of of language guys can use sometimes. And I think that establishes a certain parameter that men recognize. But I'll tell you something else that happened to me recently. I was in New York two or three weeks ago, and a lady was going through a door, and she was pulling a bag and carrying a bag, and there was one of these big heavy doors in these buildings. So I just took a couple of quick steps ahead. We were going in the same building, and I went for the door to help her with the door.
Right.
And she said, "I can get it."
Well, you know, here's the
And
question,
so I backed up and put my hands up, and I said, "Hey, you got it."
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? You know.
But I'm just saying, I don't think I would enjoy.
You would have done the same thing for a man, right?
Exactly. It wouldn't have mattered. It wouldn't have mattered. I wasn't.
You needed support.
I wasn't treating her like she was a helpless lady. That wasn't it at all. She wasn't a damsel in distress. I was making a human gesture. And I remember thinking as she went in the building, I'm glad she's not calling on me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. So, you know, and again, some of these people who have chips on their shoulder, you got to say, well, I don't know where that chip came from. I'm glad she's carrying it instead of me.
Right.
And
right.
I don't know what happened in her life to get her to that point. I gotta hope she's doing the best she can. And you know, if I could counsel her, I would. But she probably wouldn't listen to me.
But
anyway.
You know, Mary, you said something a minute ago about you don't know where people have come from. Well, you know what? I've come from some places too. But I did my best for my customers never to know it.
Yeah, and that's why you're successful.
Yeah.
You know, that's why people who are successful do that.
I agree. Give us that website one more time.
womansadvantage.biz.
It's a good one, folks, and we love that calendar around here. I've already gotten some IMs from my folks here who are listening, Mary, saying they love the calendar. I think they're fishing for the 09 calendar, Mary. I'm not sure. But anyway, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Great to talk with you.
Mary Cantando, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.